U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski released changes to her Sealeska land selection legislation yesterday. The revisions are based on amendments that have been circulating among interest groups for weeks. But officials say more changes may be on the way. The changes shift some timber harvest areas away from northern Prince of Wales Island, and they remove 17 of 46 Native Futures sites. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the details.
The original bill allowed Sealeska to select a significant amount of timberland on northern Prince of Wales Island. That drew opposition from the area's small communities, which hunt, fish, and conduct small-scale logging on some of the acreage. The revised measure shifts most harvest areas to other parts of the island, as well as remote islands to the west and north. Murkowski spokesman Robert Dillon says those and other changes are an attempt at a compromise.
You're trying to resolve Sealeska shareholders' land claim, but you also realize fully that there are people that have lived there for a long time and that 40 years have gone by and that, you know, different interest groups have staked their interest in the area and you want to be responsive to their concerns.
Sealeska says the changes appear to keep the timber acreage the same, as well as the balance of old and second growth forest. Overall, the measure turns up to 85,000 acres of Tongass National Forest land over to the Southeast Regional Native Corporation. It would complete selections promised by the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. In addition to timberland, the bill authorizes selection of what are called Native Futures sites. The Juneau-based corporation is concerned the revision drops 17 of those 46 properties.
Our hope was to provide different opportunities throughout the region for alternative economic development beyond timber and mineral development.
Jaylene Kukesharujo is Sealeska's general counsel.
We thought it was a good thing to provide some different alternatives for economic development. So it is disappointing, but I think we still have some sites to work with, and hopefully we're still going to be able to reach all of our communities in the region.
The legislation has faced opposition from environmental organizations. The revisions try to meet some of those concerns by setting aside 150,000 acres to offset logging impacts on Prince of Wales. The groups say that's not enough. They say it still allows too much logging and just shifts environmental impacts from one area to another.
Overall, we still think the proposal provides a solution for a single stakeholder and doesn't go far enough to mitigate the concerns that we had.
Lori Cooper is Rainforest Program Director at the Juneau Office of the Alaska Wilderness League.
In an island like Prince of Wales, where the impacts have already been so high, there's a much higher level of scrutiny of what more intensive logging would mean in a more focused area, which is what Sealeska is proposing.
I'm personally going to hold my nose and support the legislation.
Owen Graham is executive director of the Alaska Forest Association based in Ketchikan. He doesn't like the additional conservation areas.
To add a bunch more set-asides is silly. They're not big fisheries or wildlife areas. They're just another notch in the pistol for the conservationists. But if that's the price we have to pay to keep the jobs going, it's a small price to pay, and we're willing to pay it.
He says the bill will keep Sealeska logging going while leaving enough Forest Service timber to support area mills. The revised bill is not the final measure to be presented to Congress. Murkowski spokesman Dillon says it was released to answer allegations it was being changed in secret. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.